We're talking with a young violinist. Her name is Maria Sanderson. She is the 2016 Sphinx winner, the Sphinx competition. Is it just string players or any instrumentalists?
It's string players. It's for African American and Latino string players. I'm African American. I'm half black.
People are always interested in how young people got their start. So tell us about your family. You know, your parents musical? Do you have brothers and sisters? How did this all come about?
Yeah, so my parents aren't exactly musical now, but like I guess maybe 20 years ago, my dad played the fiddle a little bit. And I have three older siblings who also play the violin. And how they got going is that my oldest brother saw my dad playing the fiddle and he wanted to do it too. And then I wanted to do it because we saw our oldest brother doing it.
So you have three older brothers? They're all brothers?
Two brothers and a sister.
Do they treat you like a queen or what are they like? Dish the dirt.
They're extremely loving and kind, so probably more on the clean side, but they do tease me a lot, too.
Older brothers are supposed to do that. I'm a younger brother, but that's my understanding of how this all works. So how old are you? How old are they? And, you know, how long were they playing violin or fiddle before you got the bug?
I'm 18 years old now, and my sister is 21 years old. And she had been playing for, I think, 4 years when I started. And then my next oldest brother is 25. And then my oldest brother is 28.
And you're all violinists or fiddlers? No cello,
yes.
No viola, no piano?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all violinists.
Have they kept up with their music?
They all do kind of different variations of that now. Like, my oldest brother is into country music. My second oldest brother is actually a luthier, so he makes violins.
Get out. All right.
And my sister teaches violin. But, like, when we all come home for, like, Christmas and birthday parties, we always have sight reading parties. So we still all play together a lot.
So it is a big musical family.
Yeah.
And Mom and Dad just sit there and smile? Or does Dad rosin up his bow and jump in?
He also plays the guitar and the piano a little, so he sometimes backs us up.
So how do you become a Sphinx competition winner? What do you have to do besides practice?
Well, I tried for the competitions 3 times, and so I think it's mostly practice, and you have to learn a concerto and a Bach partita. There's a lot of repertoire involved, and it's one of the most competitive competitions in the U.S., so it's very hard to get into. But once you're in, you're part of the family, kind of,
uh-huh.
And they're very supportive, so, yeah.
What was your Bach work, and what was your concerto?
I played Mozart's 4th violin concerto, which is actually what I'll be playing with the Philharmonic, and I also did Bach partita in C major.
When you play with the Philharmonic, this is going to be for a school concert, so you'll be playing for a lot of younger folks?
Throughout the course of the week, I'm going to 4 different schools and doing outreach in each of them, so I will be doing a lot with the schools.
So I gather that part of this is a bit inspirational. Just as you saw someone play the violin, your older brothers and sister, younger kids will see you play the violin and say, hey, you know, maybe I could do that. That would be cool.
Yeah, hopefully.
Has music helped you in your life academically or any other way?
I've learned so much from it. Like, I did a tour of the U.S. this fall, and my quartet during the tour, we went to over 24 cities, and we did outreach to schools again and colleges, and I had to give lots of talks at each outreach, so it really helped me with public speaking and kind of writing outlines, so there's so many things in music that helped a lot academically.
Well, that does come as a bit of a surprise, I understand, to many younger people. There's the music-making part, the practice, practice, practice part, but then there's this whole other part about talking to the audience, relating to the audience, explaining what you're doing.
When you're able to interact, not just playing for the audience, but when you actually, like, tell them what the song's about or something, then you can just connect when you're playing with them so much more because they've already gotten to know you a little.
Did you go to a special high school, a musical high school?
No, I'm actually homeschooled.
So who was your violin teacher?
I go to the pre-college program at Indiana University, and I study with Mimi Zweig.
Does your family live close enough to Indiana that you can just commute, or do you have to live there?
We live about half an hour away, so we have to drive down there about 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, that's not so bad. I've heard of other kids driving wherever, up to Boston or down to Juilliard, and you know they're in the car for 8 hours maybe.
My teacher is Mimi Zweig, and she's a wonderful teacher. She's just given me so many opportunities, and she's so clear in her teaching, and I just feel like I've learned so much from her.
So after the pre-college program at Indiana, which is, I believe, where Joshua Bell went, so you're in the right place. What next? Are you going to stay at Indiana, or are you going to a different college?
I think I'm going to stay at Indiana University, but I may study with Miriam Fried at NEC, New England Conservatory, in Boston. We'll see.
Well, that would be great, too. One of our favorite violinists, Donald Weilerstein, of the old Cleveland Quartet, I believe, teaches at the NEC.
He does, yeah.
You'll be in good company there, too.
Yeah.
If you go there, tell them about your experiences in Buffalo. You'll have something in common.
I will.
We've been chatting with 18-year-old violinist Maria Sanderson. And Maria is the most recent winner in 2016 of the Sphinx competition. This is a competition for African-American and Latino string players. She's a winner. And she's looking forward to a great career as a violinist. And part of the award package is a chance to get out and spread the good news about classical music, which is why she's in Buffalo. And she'll be traveling around with members of the Buffalo Philharmonic. They'll be performing at various high schools, doing a little outreach.
Yeah, as well as going to 4 schools and performing with the orchestra. I'll also be doing a concert on Sunday.
A free recital at St. Martin de Porres, and that'll be at 3 o'clock on Sunday, March 12th.
And I believe that's with the gospel choir.
In addition to, as she mentioned, doing some school visits, the West Side Connection program. So, Maria, thanks for coming to Buffalo, and have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye for now.
All right, goodbye.
For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.